Blog Talk Radio.
Segment of the Breakthrough Broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jackson, Bill Florter. We would like to invite you to call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that the Breakthrough Broadcast is now on the air. I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and yes, we are in for an exciting time today. So get your Bible, get your pencil, get your paper. Just get ready to receive of what God has for you on today. Well, today our topic will be Christ's Victorious Mission Foretold. And our study will be taken from the Old Testament. That Old Testament book is Daniel, the 9th chapter, the 24th through the 26th verse, but we want to invite you to read the whole chapter, and 1 John, the 4th chapter, 3, and that 4th verse, and Revelation, the 12th chapter, 1st through the 17th verse. Now, those last two books are in the New Testament. It's so important, and it's so a blessing, such a blessing to be able to read out of the Old and the New Testament, for the Word of God does not change. For the Word of God says He's the same yesterday, today, and He for forever, and that the Word will not fail. He's the same yesterday, today, and it will be forever. So, therefore, today, get ready to experience the blessings of God. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise your name. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have done and all, God, that you are about to do. Father, those that are listening to this broadcast, those that are going to be listening in the future, I pray even now that, God, that you will have your way, and, God, that you will touch them, and, God, that you will endue them with power from on high, and, God, that they will give revelation and understanding, and, God, even for the day, that you will give them that ever-increasing faith. God, whatever need that they have, Father God, and whatever petition that they have before you, I pray, God, that you will move on their behalf and that you will touch them today and every day. This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Breakthrough Broadcast. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and we're excited about the Word of God. Today we have on our panel list, we have Dr. June Normeal, and we have Pastor Francina Shanks. Well, the key verse today will be taken from Revelation, the 12th chapter and that 10th verse. And I would like to read the King James Version as well as the NIV. Part B of that is, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. And the NIV, now has come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. Well, our simple truth is, by trusting in Christ, we share in his victory over sin and Satan. Let's get ready to receive of God. Let's get ready to hear what God has to say for his people. Today we're going to be covering in this study, for your note references and for your information, we're going to be covering the Anointed One Will Come. That is taken from Daniel, the 24th through the 26th. And the second would be Christ's Victory Over Satan. That will be coming from Revelation 12, 1 through 10. And then the last one will be Live in Christ's Victory. And that study and discussion will be taken from Revelation, the 12th chapter, 11, 12, and 17th verse, and 1 John 4, 3, and 4. Let's get ready to welcome Dr. June Norville to the Breakthrough Broadcast. Dr. Norville.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. Good evening, Radio Land, and to the panel. To God be the glory for the things he are doing and going to do today and forevermore. My topic is the Anointed One will come, and I'll be reading Scripture Daniel 9, 24-26. And it reads, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city, to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Verse 25, Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the prince shall be 7 weeks and 72 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublesome times. And after 72 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and until the end of the war, desolation and determined. I have read Daniel 9, 24 through 26. And Daniel, he is a prophet. And he was a prophet who he was concerned about the end of the exile of God's people, what they had endured during the time of Babylon. And Daniel, he was really concerned about that. It's just like we are. When we know God has given us a vision or something, a word had come forth to God going to do a thing. And then when that time gets close to coming to pass and we don't see no sign of something that's going to happen, sometimes it may trouble us in our spirit. And that's what happened to Daniel, because 70 years before that, Jeremiah had prophesied, and it was almost time for the thing to be completed. And he didn't see no way that God was going to do that. So when Daniel did, he went before God, and that's what we need to do. When we find to be troubled in that spirit about a thing that God is going to do or something that his word had to be declared that he is able and capable of doing, we need to go on our knees and pray. So that's what Daniel did. Since Daniel didn't see things coming to pass, Daniel, he prayed. He prayed, and what God did was send the angel Gabriel to him during the time of his prayer, and he gave him a vision. And even though he was a visualized, the angel touched him, and he sat up, and Gabriel told Daniel. He gave him, told him the instructions. He gave him an explanation, and he also gave him encouragement of what was going to take place. And Gabriel, the angel, he described 70 weeks during which God would bring to pass his plan to redeem Israel. So he wanted to bring assurance to Daniel that God will bring it to pass. But that's coming from verse 24, those 70 weeks. But right now, the day that we are living to now, that's today's date, that prophecy has not yet been fulfilled all the way. It's not been fulfilled. But Gabriel had gave him 6 specific things that are going to be fulfilled, to let him know that it was going to take place for that prophecy to be fulfilled, for that vision could come to pass. And the first thing, one of them was to finish the transgression. And that signaled the end of Israel's spiritual wandering. They had been wandering in the wilderness for 400 years, and that was going to be an end to that. And number two was to make an end of sins. And that pointed toward the rise of a new post in society is where righteousness will rule. Because they had so much, they had been going back and forth with God delivering them. They're going back and forth. But this time, it was going to, righteousness was going to rule. And number three was to make reconciliation for iniquity. That is a direct reference to the cross. Because they usher in the final days of humanity, moving to sin, and looking forward to the future of what God was going to do, about the Messiah was going to come forth, because they had been hearing about it for so long. And then that was only going to let them know this is going to come to pass. And number four was to bring everlasting righteousness. And it showed that it was going to let them know that when Jesus leaves, when he leaves, that when he come back, that's when all the peace will take place. And number five was the seal of the vision of the prophecy. And that was the vision, that moment when, you know, all prophecies are fulfilled. They have been hearing so many prophecies from so many prophets, but then all of them were fulfilled yet. And at that time, Christ will be glorified as ruler of all the earth. And that means during the millennial reign. And normally, like I said, that hasn't taken place. All these things haven't been fulfilled yet. And that's coming from verse 24. These 7 weeks, all these things have not taken place yet. And number six is to anoint the most holy. And what they talk about the most holy, they're not talking about Christ himself, because Jesus Christ is the anointed one. And the topic is the anointed one. We're talking about Jesus Christ. But it was another thing that was going to Daniel showed they was going to be able to, the most holy is going to be able to be anointed. And that literally means the holiest of holies. You're talking about, even in the Old Testament, they're talking about the temple that will later be going to be rebuilt. And they'll be able to anoint the tabernacle. It'll be able to be anointed. And it's important to know that these things will come to pass, and it haven't came to pass yet in that sense in number 24, verse 24. But verse 25 and 26, they have came to pass. And 25 and 26, what it does is it provides a description of Daniel's 70 weeks. And we got to know, when we say 70 weeks, weeks in the Hebrew mean years. So that's why you might get off track. You think it mean like 7 days. It don't mean days. When you see weeks, it's talking about the 70 years. So they'd call this to be 490 years. You might see it come up to be 483 years. Instead of using, they use the term week, but it really means years. And that involves the events in Christ's life and his ministry on earth. And that already don't take place. Jesus already came. He already did that. His birth, his life, and his death. And then so his resurrection, that part already takes place in verse 24 to 25. But the anointed one will come again. And a lot of times, it may be seen like even in looking at end times, even in the beginning of this chapter, they talked about it may seem fictional. But all this is very important to know the signs and know that the prophecy, the things that's going to take place before the end times, before Jesus, the anointed one, come back again. He's already came once, and he will come back again one and final time. But we have to be aware of things and know the signs of the time that he will take place. And a lot of times, people think because God is so long-suffering, he's so grace, his grace endures. He gives brand new mercies every day. A lot of times, we take things for granted and think these things were not going to come to pass, because a lot of things that happen in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, things had been prophesied way a long time ago, way back in the Old Testament. It's like a metaphor. It's like a similitude. It's a foreshadow of what's going to take place. A lot of things. And it may be seen difficult or maybe kind of hard to grasp in your mind unless you can do a deep study on it or revelation on what's going to take place when you're talking about the end times in the book of Revelation. But it's not. The Holy Spirit will reveal all things to us. And as I was preparing for this, listen, we do know that Jesus will come again. He's going to come again. And Jesus is the anointed one, and he will come. And we may think about even the time, the thing that has not transpired in verse 24 yet. And we may not even be around to see things to happen. A lot of things, even that's Moses, even when he was there, he wasn't able to see a lot of things that take place, a lot of our old prophets and our men and women of God, but it doesn't mean that God was not going to bring it to pass. And a lot of things that is going to take place that we don't know at the end time, God put in my spirit, even instead of preparing for this, you know, to make it even more plainer and more simpler to know about the anointed one, talk about Jesus, he will come. And he took me to, if you go read the Bible, your Bible, and go to the New Testament, and they're going to transpire everything we're talking about in the Old Testament, in the book of Daniel. You can look back in the, Matthew in chapter 24, and it starts, you can read the whole chapter of Matthew 24, but I'm just going to start with number 3 and just go through it briefly. It said, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, talking about the anointed one, talking about Jesus, that's when he was here the first time, the disciples came unto him privately saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall the sign of the coming and the end of the world? Talking about the signs when the Son of Man, talking about Jesus, will come again when the end of the world coming. And Jesus, talk about the anointed one, said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. I'm going to just go to certain ones. You read the whole chapter 24, it lets you know that we are closer than we were before, and every day get closer to the end time. We'll see all these different things that prophecy are being revealed to us. We'll be able to know that. And they say, for nation shall rise against nation. We see that happening every day. And then they say, people shall deliver you to be afflicted and shall kill you and be hated for his name's sake. We see all that. We see people, missionary, even people here now who stand up for the name of Christ, that will be destroyed. And we'll know that that signs of the time is yet here to come, and anointed one will come. And even though Daniel, he didn't been able to be around to see all these prophecies coming forth, but surely they are coming to be before. We are now living now in the chapter of 9 in verse 24. We are now living in that segment, not this time of the period of the Jesus soon to return. So God bless you, and back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Dr. Normio. What an awesome study of the Word of God. What an awesome study of the Anointed One. God is that Anointed One. The Anointed One will come, and that's what we have to hold on. That's what we got to know, that Christ, who is the Anointed One, he will come. The Word of God let us know that he's kind of like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. I thank God for Dr. Norma going over what God is saying to us in that 24th verse, and tell us about those six things that will be manifest and what is going to happen is to finish the transgression and to make an end of sin and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in an everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and the prophecy and to anoint the Holy One. I thank God for the Word of God, for the Word of God will bring illumination to us, will give us clarity, give us understanding. We thank God for the woman of God that was able to give us a study, a picture as to what God is saying today from Daniel, the 9th chapter, that 24 and the 26th verse. And always we invite you to go back and to study the Word of God and to take your dictionary, to take your concordance, to study the Word of God so that God can give you insight. And not only that, to pray, ask God, Lord, give me revelation. God, give me understanding. Give the interpretation of your word as I began to read your word for clarity, that I would know what you're saying to me today. So we have to take this thing personally. We have to take it as if and which it is. When we're reading the Word of God, God is speaking unto us. Yes, I know in different times and different areas of the Bible when he is making himself known to certain people. Yes, he's today, this time that God is making himself known unto us. And we must know the Anointed One. The Anointed One will come. Don't let anyone discourage you. Don't let anyone make you think that, hey, Christ is taking a long time to come, whether he will he ever appear. But even in the Old Testament, even in the book of Daniel, God is giving us instruction. He is encouraging our heart. He is letting us know that the Anointed One will come. Well, at this time, we're getting ready to take it a little further. Aren't you ready to take it a little further? Don't you want to know a little bit more about what God is saying to you today, to his people today? The Word of God says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked way, that he will hear from heaven, he will forgive the sin and heal the land. In order for God, for you to hear God, we have to really humble ourselves and go before him, and no matter what other distraction, no matter what we involved in or whatever we're doing, whatever our gender is, we have to know that God wants to speak into us, and we have to take that time for him to speak to us personally, word, not because of something that you've seen on television or something that you read, but out of the Holy Word, God would also begin to speak to you to let you know what he is saying. So we want to get ready to receive Pastor Francina Shanks. She's going to come, and she's going to tell today about Christ's victory over Satan. Let's welcome Pastor Francina Shanks.
Praise God for the great things he has done.
Yes, we thank God for the things that he has done. We are getting ready. We're waiting for Pastor Shanks to come and to tell us about Christ's victory over Satan. So this is a victory that we have today. The enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The enemy don't want you to receive of God's word. But listen, today you're going to hear the word of God. Hear a breakthrough. This is a breakthrough, breakthrough broadcast. Come on, receive Pastor Francina Shanks.
Praise the Lord. God is so good. To God be the glory for the great things he has done and will do. And saints of God, I'm here to speak on behalf of the Lord today to let you know that we have the victory in Christ. I will be reading from Revelation, the 12th chapter, the 1st through the 10th verse. My topic is Christ's victory over Satan. Praise the Lord. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. I'm reading from Revelation, the 12th chapter, the 1st through the 10th verse. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was called up unto God and to his throne. Well, that woman represents the nation of Israel. And that's where the Lord brought forth the Messiah, the anointed one, the Son of God, through that nation, Israel. And he was brought forth to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was called up unto God and to his throne. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. And that dragon represents Satan, and Michael the archangel fought against the dragon and those other angels that followed Satan. And the Bible says there was war in heaven because Satan wanted to sit up on the throne of God. If you go back and read in the Old Testament, you will see where Satan was called the anointed cherub. He was once a beautiful angel, and he let pride get in his heart. He said, I think I'll sit up on, you know, the seat of the Most High. Pride got in his heart. He wanted to be recognized, and he is a created being, just like we were created in God's image and likeness. So it says there was war in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, that old serpent, the devil. That's what he's called. And those other angels that followed him in rebellion. And they did not prevail. Neither was their place found any more in heaven for them, because he was kicked out of heaven. God kicked them out. Praise God. Woo, God is so good all the time. And so it says, and I heard a voice, I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Praise God. And the Bible says Satan is accuser of the brethren, of sisters. In other words, he's always accusing us. But we have an advocate in the heaven as Jesus Christ, the anointed one, always making intercession for us. Praise God. And so Jesus conquered Satan and took back the keys of hell, death, and the grave, the Bible says. The Bible says that in Genesis 3:15, when the Lord drove Adam and Eve out of the garden, God spoke to them and told them and said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head and thou shalt bruise his heel. You know the word bruise is interpreted crush in the original Hebrew text. It means crush. And Jesus, Yeshua, that's his Hebrew name, a Jewish name, crushed Satan's kingdom on the cross. He crushed his kingdom. He was bruised for our iniquities. He was crushed for our iniquities. And also he crushed Satan's power when he and his kingdom, when he died on the cross. Praise God. And he said to the Father, it is finished. Praise God. So he wrought victory over Satan's kingdom when he died on the cross, because the Bible says, cursed is a man that hangs on a tree. And so Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, became a curse for the sins of the whole world when he died on that tree. He was crushed. He crushed Satan's power as well. He was bruised. He was crushed for us, for our iniquities. But he also crushed Satan's power. Praise God. And so that Satan has no more power. And so in the end, we're going to see where God is reigning supreme. He's already reigning. But the Bible said the last victory will be when hell and Satan will be cast into the lake of fire. Praise God. And so, you know, the Lord tells us to be of good courage, to be of good cheer. And he's spoken these things to us. He said that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And so Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, have overcome the world. He has overcome the victory and defeated Satan. And so we, as his children, believers, we're going to go through some things. We're going to have some tribulation here on earth. The Bible says, they that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And so if we're living godly in Christ Jesus, we're going to go through some things. We're going to suffer persecution. But the Lord instructs us to be of good cheer because he has overcome the world. And so we have our peace in him because he defeated Satan over 2,000 years ago when he was crushed, bruised on that cross. When he took those beatings of that Roman whip at the whipping pole, when they whipped him at the whipping pole, when they put that thorn of crowns on his head that the Roman soldiers took and wrapped those thorn of crowns together and stuck it on his head and pushed it down, he started bleeding. And they before he was taken to Pilate, he was taken from judgment hall to judgment hall before the Sanhedrin. They slapped him. They pulled his beard. And if you go back and read in Isaiah, the 54th chapter, you can see where the Bible say his visage, his face, body was so marred more than any man. That means You couldn't even recognize him. He had so many bruises. I mean, they punched him in his face. They slapped him, pulled his hair and his beard, his facial hair. And you know that hurts. Can you imagine that our Lord and Savior did all of that for us, the sins of the whole world? Because John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And so I want to leave you with this, men and women of God today, that we have the victory in Christ. And so it is Christ that causes us to triumph. We have the victory, and God causes us to triumph in Christ. And so I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. McCoy and say this to you. To God be the glory for the great things he has done and will do. Dr. McCoy.
We thank God for Pastor Shanks. Thank God, because it's only God that will cause us to triumph in him. And I thank God for the discussion on Christ's victory over Satan. You can rejoice even now because Christ has the victory over Satan, even when he thought he had him, even when on the cross. It wasn't that they took his life. God gave his life, even as the pastor have already informed us and remind us of that. And yes, we are going to go through trials and tribulations in our life, because the word of God said, even as he suffered in the flesh, to arm ourselves likewise to suffer. Yes, we are going to go through some things, but what we have to remember is that we have a victory. There was a song that they sang and used to sing quite often, "Victory is mine." I told Satan to get ye hence behind. And that's what we have to say, what the word says. And we have to take command over the word, and we have to walk in victory. Well, we talked about from Dr. Normil, the anointed one will come. And then Pastor Shanks came with Christ's victory over Satan. And then we're going to talk about live in Christ's victory. And that is going to come from Revelation of the 12th chapter, 11, 12, and the 17th. And then we're going to read 1 John 4, 3, and 4, beginning at that 11th verse. And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives to death. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was passing through the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. That 17th verse. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and he went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandment of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. When we look at 1 John 4, and 3 and 4, it reads, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it shall come, and even now already is in the world. You are God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. When we look at the word of God, when we look at an encouragement, even this topic, the topic 3, live in Christ's victory. Christ have already given us the victory when he defeated death when he came and he was resurrected back up, that we can have a light to right to the tree of life. We've already have victory when we can take hold of the word of life. When we talk about victory, in the natural, victory is defined as we defeat of an enemy, an opponent. Haven't you got the victory when you have gone through situations in your life, and it may be a situation that seems like it wasn't going to be an end, but yet God gave you that victory? Why can you rejoice? Because you rejoice and you got through that thing that you're going through because of God himself, because of the word of God, because he encouraging you through his word. Victory is success in a struggle against difficulties or even obstacles. We've all gone through struggles in our life. We've all gone through difficulties in our lives, and we all face obstacles in our life. But through Christ, in Christ, we have the victory, and we can triumph in victory because of Christ. It let us know when we began to look at the word of God in Revelation. I want you to read it later. Revelation 12, 1 through 10. We began to look at the passage. It resembled a song of praise and triumph with our enemy being defeated. We can rejoice, people of God. We can rejoice in the simple truth that every believer long for, and that we can be an overcomer, and we will be overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We have the hope in this future. We have the promise. We have the promises of God's word. You know, we just look at the word of God, and when we look at the word of God and read the word of God, And things that to encourage our heart, to let us know that we can make it. See, the enemy don't want you to believe that you can make it, don't want you to believe that you have the victory. But when you look at 1 Corinthians 15 and 57, but it says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no victory without Christ. It's no victory. We can't claim victory without Christ. And when you look at Romans 8 and 37, no, in all these things, we are more, not just some, but we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And that's encouraging. That is something that we can hang on. I believe that's something that you ought to hang on today. I believe it's something that you ought to hold on and hold tight to God's word to let us know that we are more than a conqueror and through him that loves us. I've heard Pastor Shank says, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that's me, that's you, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Come on, let's go on with the road. Let's go on with the word of God, with the eating the whole road and eating some a slice of the word, because you got to be able to digest it. You know, eat it and digest it. And when you're doing it, you're going to feel good. And then Second Corinthians says, but thanks be to God, who is in Christ Jesus always, lead us in triumph, possession, and through us spread the fragrancy of the knowledge of him everywhere. And the last one I want to read to you is Philippians 4 and 13. And I know that most of you are familiar with this, from Philippians 4 and 13. And it says, I can do all things. Remember, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the struggle is, no matter what the difficulties may be, no matter what the attacks of the enemy may come, no matter what the obstacle of the enemy have put before you, you have to know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And you may say, Dr. McCoy, how am I going to get the strength? You're going to get the strength through the Word of God. For the Word of God says to study to show thyself approved unto God, a woman of God, need not be ashamed to write and divide the word of truth. He said that you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. He said, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. So therefore, you don't have to be shackled anymore. You don't have to be chained, that shackle mentality, that mentality of being in bondage. You don't have to be there because why? You have Christ on your side. Christ letting us know that we have the victory, even as he has the victory. Even when Satan tried to come to him and to tell him have him that he would jump from that, fall from that pedestal, yet he did not do it because he knew who he was. He was trying to tempt the Lord our God. But we have to know who we are in Christ. We have to know that Satan, he is a liar, and he is the father of lies. And he will use everything possible to crush your spirit. Have you ever been crushed? Have your spirit ever been crushed? And he will try to divert your attention away from Christ, our Savior. And that's why he comes. He tried to come and to steal, to kill, and destroy. He tried to keep your mind off Christ. I'll divert his attention because I'm going to let this happen. I'm going to let that happen. He lies. He's a liar. He's a liar from the beginning. But don't forget, you have the victory. We have the victory through Christ's victory. Listen, why don't you just ask yourself, sometime, you know, when the enemy comes like he does, ask yourself, do you ever feel defeated? And that's how the enemy tries to make you feel defeated, by memories and regrets of things that the enemy trying to make you feel that God has not forgiven you for some things that you may have done. The word tells us, when we say the Our Father prayer, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. So the enemy come to attack you. He knows that his time is short. So therefore, he will attack you. He try to criticize you. He try to make you feel less than. But you have to know of the word of God, and you have to remind yourself. That's why it's so important that we say what God said. Say what his word say. See, if we don't read the word, then we can't rehearse the word. If we don't spend time with him, we don't know what Christ is saying, and we cannot really encourage ourselves. I'm almost there. And you have to ask yourself sometimes, is your spiritual walk has been hindered by memories and feelings of guilt and shame? And that's what the enemy tried to bring. He tried to bring guilt and shame. But remember, you have the victory through Christ Jesus. And the answer to that guilt and shame is that you know that Christ has given you the assurance of forgiveness, which is found in God's word. He will forgive us for our sin. He will forgive us for our transgression. All you got to do is ask. All you got to do is to believe God. And then why don't you just begin to commit these things to memory so you can apply them to your everyday living? I tell you, my friend, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you have the victory. And you have to remember that you have the victory. As long as you have Christ on your side, you have the victory. We want to thank our panelists today, Dr. June Normill and Pastor Francina Shanks, for this great discussion about the Word of God, about Christ's victorious mission foretold. And I want you, encourage you, to even after the broadcast, or this week, why don't you just pick up the Word of God. Our study today, again, came from Daniel the 9th chapter, 24 and the 26th verse. And then we read 1 John 4th chapter, 3 verses 3 and 4, and Revelation 12, 1 through 17. Now, if you get kind of like really hungry and you really want more and more, you know, a lot of times I'll just read the whole chapter, and I just get so blessed by reading the whole chapter. Yes, go ahead and read the verse, and then go back and read the whole entire chapter so you can really get encouraged, so you can hear God as he's speaking to you. And yes, he is speaking to you. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have done and all, God, that you're going to do. Father, we thank you, God, for making us an overcomer. For we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And yes, we thank you, God, because we walk by faith and not by sight. God, it is not what we see, but God, it is the word of God. It is your word that has made the difference in our life. So God, there are people, Father, in our audience, Father, that are sick and have infirmities in their bodies. And Father, we send the word today for your healing power to be manifested upon them. Your word says to ask and it shall be given. You said to seek and you shall find. You said to knock and the door shall open. You said, Father, we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Say to the mountain, be thou moved. God, you said that it shall be moved. And Father, every sickness, every disease, God, you already have paid the price for it. Father, by the precious blood, hallelujah, that you shed on the cross. So God, we ask thee, Lord Jesus, to have your way, to touch every individual, Lord, to keep their mind, their heart, their soul, their spirit, encourage them today. Even as you have given us this word today, letting us know that you are victorious. And as we being your children, no matter what the enemy has tried to do in our lives, that we have the victory. And Father, we thank you, Father, for all that you have done and all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. And Father, if there's any that are not saved and do not know you as their personal Savior, Father, we ask thee, God, that the Lord, that Father God, to come in their lives. Lord, let them ask you to forgive them for their sins, to come into their hearts, and to save them, God, even now. Father, you say that you'll cast every sin into the sea of forgetfulness, and you will remember it no more. And Father, for this, we will praise and glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Breakthrough Broadcast. We are live, coming from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, inviting you to come and to join us on next Saturday at this very same time as God gives us the word. on purpose for you. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he bless you in your going in and in your coming out, is our prayer.